Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Sarabjit Kaur, and today we will be discussing about Union Budget 2026-27 Boost to Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme. To take a deep dive into this topic, we have with us Mr. Ronendra Singh, journalist. Mr. Ronendra, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you, Sarabjit.
Well, Mr. Ronendra, the country has just got the Union Budget 2026-27, a budget which is being seen with a clear push towards growth with stability. There has been special focus on infrastructure expansion, manufacturing, job creation. Mr. Ronendra, in the backdrop of this, we saw the Union Budget announced an increase in the outlay for the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, ECMS, to 40,000 crore rupees. Let's hear what the Finance Minister has to say about Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme.
Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, launched in April 2025, with an outlay of 22,919 crores, already has investment commitments at double the targets. We propose to increase the outlay to 40,000 crores to capitalize on this momentum.
Now, at the outset, for the benefit of our listeners, we'd like to hear from you. What does this push signify for the country's manufacturing capacity?
Yes, actually the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme was notified on April 8, 2025 with an original outlay of rupees 22,919 crore, which is equivalent to $2.7 billion. And within a year, the Union Budget recently has, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced outlay of rupees 40,000 crore, signaling a strong policy push to, you know, deepen domestic manufacturing capacity. You know, over the past 11 years, we have seen a lot of push towards the electronic sector, electronic manufacturing sector, whether it is PLI scheme or any other scheme, whether it is like custom duty forms. For that, and we have seen in the last 10 years also, the kind of growth in the electronics manufacturing, even mobile manufacturing or any other electronics manufacturing, that growth we have seen over the past 11 years. And it has, you know, India has rapidly transformed into a major electronic manufacturing hub now, where a lot of foreign players who have been manufacturing critical components and critical electronics items overseas, now they have come to India to manufacture electronics in India. And the most important part of this scheme is also that, you know, it will be creating, you know, more than 25 lakh jobs within India, and which will help in our economic growth.
And taking cue from just what you said, that India is on the road of becoming a global manufacturing hub. So this transformation from being an electronics assembler to a global manufacturing hub, how do you see this scheme instrumental in the growth of the country?
We have been missing the bus in electronic manufacturing, whether it was, you know, earlier, you know, 1990s or early 2000 in terms of semiconductor manufacturing also. But now, over the last 2 years, we have seen that we have semicon policy also now, where which is a critical component for any electronic item which we use, whether it is a smartphone or a smartwatch or to even white goods like, you know, refrigerators or ACs that we use at homes. So over this, so over the last 5 years, what we have seen is, you know, we are setting a tone of manufacturing from scratch to the end of the product. So overall, we are seeing this growth, and the government is also working in tandem with, you know, industry, where what they need. You know, this government is very transparent in that sense. Like, they are first asking the industry, what should we do? You tell us, what should we do to, you know, grow this industry? And accordingly, they are, whether it is policies or incentives or anything that they discuss with the industry, then they come out with such policies.
Mr. Ronendra, you just mentioned from building from scratch to the end product. So we'll take the domestic front and the export front one by one. Let's talk about the domestic front first. India has an ambitious vision of building a $500 billion domestic electronics manufacturing ecosystem by 2030-31. What's your expert comment on this?
I think the way we are moving, if we are in the right direction right now, if we go like this, we can even achieve that much earlier than that, achieving $500 by 2030-31. Even within last year itself, we have invested around 11,156 crore and production of 29,024 crore. It is expected in 2026-27. So going forward, what the Electronics Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has also said, that, you know, it is achievable, and the government is working hard to introduce such policies so that we can achieve that target well in time.
you know, on the global front, at a time when companies are diversifying supply chains beyond a single country, does this push to the scheme in the budget position India as a reliable alternative for electronics components manufacturing?
In fact, we are already third largest electronic manufacturer in the world. And we have seen in the year 24-25 also that companies like Apple, who has, you know, exported major chunk of their smartphones and products from India. You know, mobile manufacturing has played a very pivotal role in this transformation of India becoming an electronic manufacturing hub, you know. And production in this segment has increased from ₹18,000 in 2014-15 to 5.5 lakh crore in 2024-25, which is a 28-fold rise. So India is now the world's second largest mobile phone manufacturer, with more than 300 units operating compared to just two in 2014.
So are we here also talking about essential components, sub-assemblies, raw materials, all being taken care of within the country itself?
Yes, there are different, you know, definitions of raw materials. You know, even a camera module, which is being built in other country and, you know, we are fitting here, it can be a raw material when it comes to the, you know, end product like a smartphone. So for that only, government has introduced a lot of schemes under that, whether it is, you know, electronic manufacturing clusters, EMC 2.0, or, you know, customs duties and surcharge exemptions and national policy on electronics. So we are building up to, you know, get into all those raw materials also. For example, for semiconductor manufacturing, we have fabs, we have packaging. We are setting up all those required components, you know, building factories for such things. So once it becomes, the whole supply chain will be built out and it will help in exports also. What India is trying to do is we getting our own raw materials also, or if we don't have, we import from somewhere, and getting all the experts and those companies, global tech giants, to India so that they can get their raw materials here and we produce the end product from here.
Runindra, you just mentioned that India is the third largest exporter as far as electronics are concerned. So, you know, how, if you were to describe this transformation, how would you do it, maybe in a line or two? And I'll also like to know from you here, which specific policies of the government have contributed to this present advancement in the export momentum of the country?
Right. India is today known as one of the largest auto manufacturers in the world. So same like what we have done with the auto industry, the government is trying to do the same with the electronics industry as well. So similarly, what government is trying to do is get all the supply chain set up here. All these are getting into a chain of, you know, a value chain, which will build the country into becoming an electronics hub in the future. So policies, as I've just talked about, you know, whether it is electronic manufacturing cluster scheme or PLI scheme or customs and surcharge exemptions or national policy on electronics, these are all helping, you know, the country to become, you know, giving subsidies to companies to set up, even startups, for example, even for, you know, small scale industries, we are all promoting them, because government is trying to do is holding hand for them and, you know, getting them into the bigger picture. Even a small screw supplier, which has a startup in India, they are also getting into the picture. They are also being given some incentives or some subsidies so that they can also join this bandwagon.
You just mentioned about startups, Runindra, and in the backdrop of this major fiscal push to the scheme, what role do you see for MSMEs and startups in the ECMS? And will small manufacturers be able to access incentives easily, or does more hand-holding need to be done for them?
I think this policy has everything mentioned there. And, you know, small companies, even if they can't directly join the bandwagon, the bigger company, which is directly contact with the incentive, they can tie up with that company. So indirectly, the small companies can also benefit, like in this journey, similar to what happened with the auto industry as well.
And Runindra, I'll also like to know from you that how the manufacturing sector, the electronics components manufacturing, the scheme rather, has expanded its industrial base and created, you know, we're saying created almost 25 lakh jobs, emerging as a key driver of employment and economic growth. What's your comment on this?
See, whenever there is an industry set up, what we always look is for jobs. And, you know, this is a value chain that we are creating. Indirectly or directly, we are providing jobs to every nook and corner, wherever these factories are being set up, whether the semiconductor factory in Assam or in Gujarat or in Tamil Nadu or Odisha or Andhra. So it is not a one hub situation that we're looking at. Across India, the government is trying to build all these factories and, you know, plants where the locals can get jobs there so that they don't have to travel. Like, we have a lot of issue of migrant workers. During the COVID, we have seen that, you know, a lot of migrant workers, you know, going back to their native villages. So there were lack of, you know, labors in the cities and urban areas. So what government is trying to do is set up that plant or that factory there itself so that they don't have to travel much. So locals can get the jobs. Like the Minister of Electronics and IT recently said, the global capability centers that we are setting up now, that can also generate, you know, 1.5 crore jobs in the next 2 to 3 years. So that's a huge number that he has said. So likewise, in every nook and corner, if you have a small plant or a small factory, so locals can get the employability there.
So, Runindra, can we say that now in the arena of electronics components manufacturing, we are heading to self-sufficiency, and the push to the scheme is expected to facilitate this even better?
Of course. So not only to the GDP of the country, but, you know, whether it is education, that like we have now, AI is coming, you know, in a strong way in India too. And we are also soon launching our own homegrown AI, indigenous AI. So in the AI also, what we require is a lot of data centers, which are also now getting set up in India. So that wise, why the global companies are looking at India, because India is just, you know, mushrooming in everything. We have the manpower, we have the, you know, we can't say cheap labor because we have competitive labor workers now in India, and we are one of the top, you know, economies in the world now. So likewise, we are looking at getting into that top of the well-known biggest economies of the world, so to say, in this way.
Runindra, you just spoke about competitive manpower being present in the country. Now, in the backdrop of this boost to the scheme, is, you know, testing facilities, electronics clusters, do we have enough of these facilities, or we need to create more of them to make the electronic components manufacturing scheme a reality and more successful on the ground?
Yes, of course. As I said earlier also, the government is not leaving anything behind to, you know, not to achieve this target. Like, they are tying up with, you know, they are starting even from the ground level, from schools level. So they are tying up with a lot of schools in this training and skills, and also tying up with universities across the country. Like AI labs, you know, the government has tied up with 100 AI labs in India, with, you know, tying up with different universities and institutes across the country. So in the budget also, government had announced, you know, multiple measures re-envisioning the education and electronic manufacturing segments to provide a fillip to both employment generation and economic growth. So coming back to, again, you know, the electronic components manufacturing scheme, as of December 2025, you know, the government has commitment investment of ₹1,15,351 crore, and which has nearly doubled the original target of ₹59,350 crore. And we have produced worth 10,34,751 crore, and, you know, generated around, you know, 1,41,801 direct jobs, surpassing the target of 91,600. So that means if you are surpassing the target of original target by almost, you know, double, that means we have that skills, level of skills, and train people, because government is doing at the ground level. So that's why we are getting such employability across sectors.
So in the backdrop of these numbers, way forward, looking 5 to 10 years ahead, how do you see the scheme shaping India's electronics sector and its contribution to employment and exports?
See, the already we have so many applications that the government is receiving, you know, from the start, from the beginning of the scheme. You know, it has already received 46 applications, which have been approved under the scheme in 11 states already by December. And it has cumulative investment of 54,567 crore, with a projected production value of 3,67,343 crore. So they are expected to generate direct employability of not in thousands but lakhs in future, as we said earlier.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Runindra, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time and sharing those valuable insights.
Thank you, Sarojit.
Spotlight.